بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 13th session for Al-Fiqh for Mustawa Thani, the second level Medina program. A topic that we're dealing with, Hajj and Umrah, or specifically Umrah. And 2 weeks ago, in the last session, we started to talk about Umrah. And I think, let's see, how much of it did we cover? Allahu musta'an. Yeah, okay. From the beginning of this topic, at Hajj or Umrah, we dealt with the mawaqit, or the land boundaries and time boundaries. And we also dealt with Umrah specifically, in which we said that there are three pillars for the Umrah: Al-Ihram, Al-Tawaf Bil-Ka'bah, and Al-Sa'i Bayna Safa Wal-Marwa. Yani, we talked about these three things, yani, briefly, and then in detail we mentioned the description of Umrah. And we may have quickly looked at the description of Ihram from the Miqat. We did go through it, actually. Yeah, description of Ihram from the Miqat, we dealt with in detail. The description of Tawaf, we dealt with in detail. And I think we, just at the end of the class, we looked at the description of Sa'i. At the end of the class. Okay, so what I want to do now, just quickly, I want to go back to page 20. And I want to go through just very, very quickly, yani, what we dealt with from the beginning of Umrah. So that we can put the picture in our mind, yani, from page 20. Page 20, Arabic Lessons in Fiqh, Level 2. From the middle of the page it says Al-Umrah, and I'm just going to go through it quickly up until the point that we left off at, just so that it's fresh in our mind. The first thing that it says on the Umrah, it says, لَهَا ثَلَاثَةُ أَرْكَانٍ. That Umrah has three pillars, on page 20. Does everybody have the page? Or whoever, you may not have the book, right? We don't have any copies. Allahu musta'an. In any case, it says that the Umrah, it has three pillars. Three pillars, ثَلَاثَةُ أَرْكَانٍ. The first of them is Al-Ihram, yani entering the state of consecration. The second of them is At-Tawaf Bil-Ka'bah, circumambulation of the Kaaba, going around the Kaaba seven times. And the third of them is As-Sa'i Bayna Safa Wal-Marwa, yani walking quickly between the two mountains of As-Safar and Al-Marwa. These are the Arkan of Umrah. Getting in Ihram, making Tawaf, and making Sa'i. These are the main elements, the essential elements of Umrah. Now, these are the arkan of Umrah. There are other acts in Umrah. These are the arkan. These are the essential pillars of Umrah. Yani entering the state of Ihram, making Tawaf and Sa'i. Everything else is yani either from the wajibat or sunan of Umrah. After this we said Sifat al-Umrah, the description of Umrah. Yani we went through this carefully, and now just go through it quickly, that the person who intends to perform Umrah enters the state of Ihram from the Miqat, makes intention, and then begins to recite the Talbiyah. يعني يحرم المعتمر من المقات وينوي ويلبي. The Mu'tamir, the person who is making Umrah, enters the state of Ihram from the Miqat. Not after it. You can't pass the Miqat without being in the state of Ihram. And then the person makes intention, ينوي, niyya, ويلبي. And they began reciting Talbiyah. And this, the words of Talbiyah we're going to talk about, yani we talked about also in detail. After this, يذهب إلى مكة ويطوف بالكعبة سبعة أشواط مبتديا بالحجر الأسود. Then the person goes to Mecca and makes circumambulation of the Kaaba, seven circuits beginning with the black stone. After this, يصلي ركعتين خلف مقام إبراهيم عليه السلام. After this, the person does what? After making seven circuits around the Kaaba, then they pray two rak'ah behind the station of Ibrahim. And after making circumambulation of the Kaaba, there's two rak'ah behind the station of Ibrahim. يَسْعَى بَيْنَ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَى سَبْعَةَ أَشْوَاطٍ. And then the person walks quickly between the two mountains of As-Safar and Al-Marwa. Seven times. Going from Safar to Marwa is one. And coming back to the starting point is two. And if the circuit is going from one mountain to the other, that's one complete shout. And then coming back is shout الثاني. طيب, after this, يَحْلِكُ رَأْسَهُ وَيُقَصِّرُ وَيَتَحَلَّلُ مِنْ إِحْرَامِهِ. Then after this, the person shaves or cuts short their hair, and then they exit from the state of Ihram. And this is a brief description of Umrah, entering the state of Ihram, going to Mecca, reciting Talbiyah, yani making circuits around the Kaaba, praying behind Maqam Ibrahim, and making sa'i between Safar and Marwa. Any question about Umrah in terms of what is mentioned here? Anything that's not clear here? Yani, this is not a detailed description of everything related to Umrah, right? Everything that's from the Sunnah. This is the basic outline of what Umrah consists of. Okay, if you haven't performed Umrah, then it's important that you try to pay attention so that you grasp at least the basic outline of the Umrah. After this says, Sifat al-Ihram min al-Miqat. Yani, description of the Ihram, entering into the state of consecration from the Miqat. Yani, the person comes to the Miqat, yani the boundary, land boundaries, depending on which direction or which country they're coming from, they come to the Miqat for the people from that place, and then they enter the state of Ihram saying, Labbaik Allahumma Umratan. Yani, they enter into the state of Ihram with these words, Labbaik Allahumma Umratan. Labbaik Allahumma means, here I am, O Allah, at your command, O Allah, at your service, O Allah, yani with Umrah, yani with the intent to perform Umrah. ثُمَّ يُلَبِّي وَيَسْتَمِرُّ فِي التَّلْبِيَةِ حَتَّى يَصِلَ إِلَى الْكَعْبَةِ. Then the person recites Talbiyah. They start reciting Talbiyah, the words of Talbiyah that are described after this. They begin to recite those words, and they continue reciting it until they reach the Kaaba. Until they reach the Kaaba. This is the description of what? Ihram from the Miqat. You enter the state of Ihram from the Miqat, you make your intention, you recite Talbiyah, and you continue reciting until you reach the Kaaba. هذه التلبية. The talbiyah, the words of it is لبيك اللهم لبيك. Here I am, O Allah, at your service. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. Here I am, O Allah, you have no partner. يعني, there's no partner for you. Here I am at your service, at your command. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك. And he buried the praise and the bounties and favors and the kingdom or the sovereignty all belong to you, belong to Allah. لا شريك لك, and you have no partner. This is the words of the talbiyah, and these words, and it need to be studied for the real, the deeper meanings, yani beyond just the obvious surface meaning. And basically, the scholars say that the talbiyah, the core meaning of talbiyah, is the establishment of a tawheed, and that's what it's basically about, a tawheed, and the abandonment of shirk. After this, the muhram bil hajj yaqool, and then after this, they said the one who is performing Hajj says Labbaik Allahumma Hajjan. Yani the one making Umrah says Labbaik Allahumma Umrah, and the one making Hajj says, pilgrimage says, Labbaik Allahumma Hajjan. ويستمر بالتلبية حتى اليوم العاشر ويقطعها قبل رمي الجمار. Yani we read this in previous session, so I'm just trying to go through it quickly to refresh our memories. And the person making Umrah says, Labbaik Allahumma, making Hajj, Labbaik Allahumma Hajj, and then they continue reciting Talbiyah until the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. The 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. And the 10th day means Hajj begins on the 8th, and then on the 9th, people go to Arafah, and then on the 10th, there's stoning and sacrifice and tawaf and sa'i of Hajj. All that's on the 10th. So on the 10th day, yani, the person will be reciting on the 8th day, Talbiyah, on the 9th day, Talbiyah, and up until the 10th day. On the 10th day, they will discontinue, يَقْطَعُهَا, discontinue the Talbiyah, قَبْلَ رَمْيِ الْجِمَارِ. Yani on the 10th day, at the time of stoning, before the stoning, they will discontinue the talbiyah. So the talbiyah is on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, up till the stoning. Now. Hatta yawmi naam. Because hatta is harf jar. Makes it majroor, naam. Yani, it makes the verb, the mudari verb, mansub. Right, okay, yeah. Now, after this, sifat al-tawaf. And we also read this previously, so we just kind of go through it quickly. What is the description of tawaf? And what is the tawaf? Circumambulation of the Kaaba. The person, ya'ati al-Kaaba wa yatufu biha sabata ashwat, Badian bil Hajar al Aswad. Yani the person comes to the Kaaba and they begin to circumambulate the Kaaba 7 circuits, beginning with the black stone. وَيَسْتَلِمَهُ يَسْتَلِمُهُ يعني that means that they touch the black stone. وَيُقَبِّلُهُ يُقَبِّلُهُ and they kiss the black stone, if possible. وَيَقُولُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ يعني they touch it, they kiss it, and they say بِسْمِ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. So they make a circumambulation of the Kaaba إِلَى أَنْ يَصِلَ إِلَى الْحَجْرِ الْأَسْوَدِ until they come back to the black stone مَرَّةً أُخْرَى second time. And then they touch it and they kiss it, if it is possible to do that. وَإِلَّا أَشَارَ إِلَيْهِ بِيَدِهِ if they are not able to touch it or kiss it, then they just point to it with their hand. This is considered one circuit, one shout. And in this way, وَهَكَذَا يُتِمُّ بَقِيَةَ الْأَشْوَاتِ in this way, in the same manner, they complete the remaining circuits around the Kaaba. وَفِي أَثْنَاءَ التَّوَافِ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَيَدْعُوهُ and during the tawaf, during the circumambulation, the person should be remembering Allah, yani mentioning the name of Allah, making dhikr and supplicating dua. And they are saying between the Rukn al-Yamani and the Hajr al-Aswad, the Rukn al-Yamani is the last corner before the black stone. Yani if a person begins at the black stone, that's the first corner, then there's the second corner, and the third corner where is the Hijra Ismail, and then the fourth corner is the Yamani corner, just before you come back to the black stone. So he's saying what? That the person is making dhikr and dua while they are circumambulating the Kaaba, and between the fourth corner, the last corner before the black stone, the Yamani corner and the black stone, in between those two points, the last corner and the first corner, the person is reciting a particular special supplication that is from the Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ O our Lord, give us the good in this world and in the hereafter. Yani good, يعني في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة and protect us from the punishment of the fire. On page 22 on the top of the page it says ليس للتواف دعاء خاص غير هذا يعني there is no special particular supplication in the tawaf except this one between the Yamani corner and the black stone. يعني all the rest of the tawaf person is reciting adhkar and adaiya, whatever is from the sunnah, يعني whatever is from the sunnah, يعني it is best. And if a person wants to supplicate in their own words for whatever is lawful in Islam to supplicate for, then it's permissible. وَلِلْمُسْلِمْ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ بِمَا شَاءَ يعني other than this supplication, it's permissible for the Muslim to supplicate for whatever you will, meaning from those things which are lawful to supplicate for. Now, what about? No, we're saying that this supplication, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً this supplication is recited at the end of the circuit. When you reach the Yamani corner, which is the end of the circuit, up until you come back to the black stone, that's the last corner of the Kaaba. This is what you recite. The rest of the circumambulation, there's no special supplication. There's no special supplication, except on this point here. At the end of each circuit, when you reach the Yamani corner, until you finish the circuit at the black stone, you get back to the black stone, that last corner, yani that's when this is recited. I'm not good at drawing, even something as simple as this, right? But in any case, let's say this is the black stone, and this is the Hijr Ismail. So this is where you start at, right? This is the second corner. This is the third corner. This is the Yamani corner. I'm sorry, this is the third corner, Hijr Ismail. And this one is the fourth corner. This is the Yamani corner. Right? So from here to here, yani from this corner here to back to the black stone here, this is where the supplication is recited. The rest of the circumambulation from here to here to here to here, yani whatever person wants to recite. No, there's no special supplication. Yeah, and it's a place of supplication, but there's no special supplication from the sunnah that you have to say or you should say this, that, or the other. Or to supplicate or whatever, they will, as long as it's from the things that are lawful. After this, there's no special supplication other than this one. Otherwise, the Muslim can supplicate with whatever they desire. وَيُسَنُّ فِي التَّوَافَ الْقُدُومِ الْإِطِّبَاعَ وَهُوَ أَنْ لا يستر كتفه الأيمن وكذلك أن يرمل في الأشواط الثلاثة الأولى. يعني it is sunnah in the tawaf al qudum. Two things. What is the tawaf al qudum? What is tawaf al qudum? Yeah, the arrival tawaf. The arrival tawaf. Meaning when you arrived in Mecca, the first tawaf that you make upon arrival, that's called tawaf al qudum. Arrival tawaf. That tawaf, there are two sunnahs in it. Al-ittiba', which means uncovering or not covering the right shoulder. Right? He said not covering, meaning uncovering, yani the right shoulder, because it should be covered before that, so you uncover it. And also ramal. Ramal means in the first three circuits, yani it's a short jogging, yani quick pace stepping. Okay? It's not really running per se, but yani trying to move as quickly as possible, short, quick steps. Okay, this is called ramal. These two things are sunnah only in the arrival tawaf. After that, the shoulder should be covered at all times. It should not be uncovered. Except in this, yani, the uncovering is in the tawaf of kudum. Ramal is in the first three circuits only. Not in the remaining circuits. Only in the first three. But the uncovering shoulder is for the whole seven circuits of the arrival tawaf. As soon as the person finishes the tawaf, and they go to pray behind Maqam Ibrahim, they should cover their shoulder. They should not pray. It's not permissible to pray with your shoulder uncovered. This is a violation of covering for salat. Okay, so these two things are sunnah in the arrival tawaf. The one of them, ittiba', is for the whole of the arrival tawaf. And the other of them, ramal, short quick steps, walking quickly, is for the first three circuits only. This is the description of the tawaf. As far as the sa'i, I think we read this quickly in the last session, 2 weeks ago. And I said that we'll come back to it again just to make sure that it's clear to us. Okay, sifat as-sa'i. بعد التواف يأتي جبل الصفا فيرقاه أو يقف عنده ويستقبل الكبلة ويقول. يعني after the tawaf is finished, the person comes to the mountain of as-safa and they climb this mountain. But these days you can't climb, right? Okay, used to climb this mountain. Or stand at the place of the mountain, at the base of it. وَيَسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَ يعني and face the Qibla, means what? Face the Kaaba. Face the Kaaba. You're in the masjid now, you have to face the Kaaba. Not general direction of Mecca, right? Now you're facing the Kaaba. Okay, so the person stands at the base of the mountain facing the Kaaba. And if due to the structure of the masjid, you can't actually see the Kaaba, so you face where you know the direction of the Kaaba is. And you say, at this point, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu. Anjaza wa'adahu, wa nasara abduhu, wa azza jundahu, wa hazam al-ahzab, wahdahu. This supplication, and it may be narrated, I'm not really sure, that it's narrated in one of the any books of hadith, but the supplication that's well known that is preferable to this is to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, I'll give it to you in writing. Right? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah, yani this is more extensive than what is mentioned here, and inshallah we give you this supplication and to the end of it, except that it doesn't contain the words wa azza jundahu. Yani after the kalimat to tawheed, yani the Prophet said anjaza wa'adahu wa nasara abdahu wa hazam al ahzab wahdahu, without azza jundahu. And again I'm saying that it might be narrated in another narration that could be authentic, Allahu A'lam, but I'll give you the supplication that is more well known in writing. I'll give it to you in writing, and yani, the one that is probably preferable to this wording here, even though the meaning is basically the same, but and it's a little bit more extensive in the other narration, inshallah. Okay, so after saying these words, ثُمَّ يَرْفَ يَدَيْهِ وَيَدْعُوا. After saying these words, yani from what is written here or from the narration that we are more familiar with, after saying these words, the person should raise their hands and supplicate. Okay, there are two things here. One is this dhikr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, this dhikr. And then the second thing is supplication. And after saying these words, the person raises their hands and supplicates. After this, ثم يرفع يديه ويدعو ويكرر هذا الذكر والدعاء ثلاث مرات. And the person repeats this dhikr and dua ثلاث مرات. And what is more apparent from the sunnah is that يعني the dhikr should be repeated three times, and in between those three times dua should be made. يعني in between those three recitations of the dhikr, meaning the person recites dhikr and then supplicate, and then recite the dhikr and then supplicate and then recite the dhikr. This is what's more clear from the sunnah, and Allah knows best. In any case, inshallah, I have some notes, inshallah, that I'll give to you, and we'll look at them a little bit more carefully after we finish this discussion. ثم ينزل من الصفا. Then the person should come down from the mountain if they had climbed it. ويمشي إلى المروة. And then they walk to the mountain, the other mountain of Marwa. وعندما يرى العلامة الخضراء على جدار المسعى يسري حتى يصل إلى العلامة الخضراء الثانية. يعني when the person sees the green sign or يعني lines or lights that are along the ceiling and the side of the walls of the place of walking quickly. When the person comes to that first green sign along the wall, then they should hasten until they reach the second green sign. Meaning that the sai basically is walking, except between the two green lines. Then the person should hasten. That is for men and not for women. Then the person should hasten, yani as quickly as they can, from one green sign to the next green sign that you see on the side of the walls, indicating the place of yani rushing. When they reach the second green sign, then they should begin to walk again. ثم يمشي حتى يصل إلى المروة. Then they walk again normally until they reach the second mountain, the mountain of Marwa. فيرقاها. And then they should climb that mountain. أو يقف عندها, or stand at the base of the mountain, which is what is happening today, standing at the base of the mountain. ويقول كما قال على الصفا. And then they say the same thing, just like they said upon the mountain of الصفا. هذا شوط. This is one circuit. يعني going from صفا to مروة, that's one complete circuit without going back. Just going from الصفا to المروة is one complete circuit. وهكذا يكمل الأشواط الباقية. And in this way, in like manner, you complete the remaining circuits. وفي أثناء السعي. And during the سعي, يكثر من الذكر والدعاء. The person should increase their remembrance of Allah and supplicating. وبعد الانتهاء من السعي. And after the completion of the سعي, يحلق المعتمر رأسه. The person performing Umrah, and he should shave their head, meaning shave their hair. أو يقصر شعره, or cut short their hair. ويتحلل من إحرامه. And then they became free from إحرام. Meaning that at the end of the last circuit, shout of a sa'i, the person either shaves their head or cuts short their hair, and that is for men. As for women, then they should put their hair into braids and just clip yani that which is equal to a fingertip from the end of each braid. And then with this, the person is free from the restrictions and prohibitions of ihram. Okay, any question about the sa'i? Any question about the sa'i? Yani sa'i means walking between the two mountains of As-Safa and Al-Marwa. Beginning with As-Safa and going to Al-Marwa, that's one. And coming back to where you started from, that counts as two. And every time you go and come back, that's two. So you go and come back one time, two times, three times, that's six. And then the last circuit is from where you began, As-Safa to Al-Marwa, that will count as seven, and that will be the end of the sa'i. At the end of the sa'i, then the person should cut their hair. Shave the head, shave the hair, or cut it short. A woman cut the end of fingertip, the yani length of the braid from the braids of their head.
It's
Na'am. Running. Now, if you're with your family, then you just run in place. Right? And you strive, and like you're running a little bit, you know. It's not good to leave if you're there with women. It's not good to leave them, especially if it's in crowded time, because it's not safe. I don't mean safe meaning from criminals. I mean it's just too crowded. So a woman shouldn't be left by herself. It's possible to run forward and wait for them if it's not very crowded. But if it's crowded, you're not going to leave your wife or your sister or your daughter in that kind of crowd. You're not going to. It's not likely you're going to do that, unless you feel you have some reason to be confident that, mashallah, she's going to be okay. But generally speaking, women should not be left in that kind of crowd. I mean, I won't say it's not permissible. Generally speaking, whatever you need to do to secure the person who's under your care, you can do it. Generally speaking, but I mean, Allahu a'lam, I haven't seen that before, but it's possible. No. Naam. Naam. Yeah, the Prophet said, may Allah have mercy upon the one who shaves the head. And then they said to him, what about the one who cuts it short? He said, may Allah have mercy upon the one who shaves the head. And they said, well, what about the one who just cuts the hair short? He said, may Allah have mercy upon the one who shaves the head. Three times before he made supplication for those who cut the hair short. So this is a clear indication that shaving the head is preferable, it's more beloved. It was the practice of the Prophet ﷺ. However, if a person doesn't shave their head, it's permissible. It's not sinful, but there's no doubt that the reward is going to be greater for that which is preferable and more beloved by Allah, and that is shaving the head. Now, okay, after this, this description of the Umrah, basically, which includes the three pillars of Umrah. And the first pillar of Umrah is what? First pillar, central, al-ihram, entering the state of ihram from the miqat. And the second pillar of Umrah is the tawaf, seven circuits around the Kaaba. And the third, rukn of the arkan of Umrah is the sa'i, going back and forth seven times between Safar and Marwa. After this description, there's mention of mahzuratu al-ihram. Mahzurat. What is the mahzurat? Mahzurat. What does mahzur mean? Manhi. Mahzurat, manhiyat. Al-mahzurat, the things that are prohibited. That are manhi, nuhiya an. Mahzurat al-ihram. Here, al-manhiyat. The things that there is nahi concerning them, that we have been prohibited from. What are the things that we are prohibited? During ihram. Al-mahzurat al-manhiyat. Allati la yajuzu lil-muhrimi. أن يفعلها بعد إحرامه وقبل تحلله. لا يجوز. It is not permissible for the muhram, the person in the state of ihram, to do these things. أن يفعلها. It's not permissible to do these. The ha here refers back to what? منهيات, محظورات. It's not permissible to do these things. بعد إحرامه وقبل تحلله. It's not permissible after entering ihram. Nor before getting out of ihram. In other words, once a person enters ihram, they are not allowed to do certain things until they get out of ihram. بعد التحلل. تحلل means comes free from ihram. Okay? So after ihram and before tahallul, these things are prohibited. You're not allowed to do these things. Okay, so what are they? Number one, المحرم لا يحلق الشعر. What is the meaning? Naam, the muhram, the person in the state of ihram, does not shave the hair. Should not shave the hair. Meaning, don't cut any hair from your body. Don't cut hair. Okay? Shave hair doesn't just mean shaving it all off. Means don't cut the hairs. Not permissible to cut hairs. If a hair breaks off, you combing your beard or combing your hair on your head or something, there's no harm. But intentionally cutting any hair, removing hair from the body is prohibited during the state of ihram. Second thing, number two, on page 23. وَلَا يُقَلِّمُ الأظفار يقلم لا يقلم الأظفار. The meaning here is clipping the nails, nails from the fingers or nails from the toes. Clipping the nails. It's not permissible to clip your nails, to clip your fingernails or your toenails while you're in a state of ihram. And of course, the person performing umrah is only going to be in the state of ihram for a few hours, right? Maybe just a few hours. Yani from the miqat until they reach Mecca, and then yani tawaf and sa'i. Yani depending on how crowded it is, right? Might take 45 minutes, 1 hour. Could take 2 or 3 hours if it's very crowded, right? Or 4 or 5 hours even. It's possible. But I mean, it's not like you're going to be in ihram for days for umrah. Okay, more than likely, it'll be for a few hours. During that time, you're not allowed to do these things. However, in Hajj, now a person is going to be in ihram for 6 days, or 5 days, or 4 days, for a long period of time. And likewise, all these things are prohibited for the person in ihram, for umrah, or for Hajj. Number three, وَلَا يُغَطِّي رَأْسَهُ. The person in ihram does not cover his head. Of course, this is not applicable to women, right? Women are required to cover the hair, right? But the man is not permissible to cover his head, meaning he can't wear kufi or imama, turban, or something like this, gutra. You can't put anything covering your head. Yani directly wearing something that covers your head. It's not permissible to do that. Is it permissible to carry an umbrella over you? It's permissible now. But not something that you wear on your as headgear. You can't cover the head with any headgear. That's for men. لا يغطي رأسه. نعم نعم. Number two, لا يقلم. Clipping. لا يقلم. Do not clip الأظفار. يعني الظفر means the nail on your finger or on your toes. أظفار. Do not. He does not clip the nails. Number three, ولا يغطي رأسه. He doesn't cover his head. Number four, وَلَا يَلْبَسُ الْمَخِيطَ. وَلَا يَلْبَسُ الْمَخِيطَ. What is the meaning? He doesn't wear the makhit. Makhit has been misunderstood by a lot of people. They said makhit, wrongly so. They said you can't wear sewn clothing. That's not correct. That's not what makhit means. Literally it might have that meaning, but that's not what's intended here. Yani makhit means clothing that are sewn in such a way that they are made to fit the members of the body. Yani like a pair of pants where you have pants legs to fit the leg, or shirt that has sleeves to cover the arms, huh? Or hood that's sewn to cover the head. It can't be something that's sewn in such a way that it covers the members of the body. Yani pants legs or shirt sleeves or hoods or something like this. As far as something that has stitches in it, if a person has an ihram cloth and it's sewn, it's no problem. That's not what's intended. Okay, so makhit, as you will see here, and from the examples that they give, وَلَا يَلْبَسْ الْمَخِيطِ مِثْلَ like الْقَمِيسِ, a shirt. Because what? Shirt is made so that the members of the body are fitted. Or سَرَاوِيل, pants. Pants are made what? So that the legs of the body are fitted. This is what is prohibited. وكذلك لا يلبس الجوربين ولا الخفين. الجوربين means socks. الخفين means the leather footwear. Leather footwear. Huh? So here we're making a distinction between the جورب and the خف. Huh? The خف is a certain type of footwear that's usually made from hide, from leather. And the jawrab is made from anything else. Huh? Could be cotton, could be whatever. I don't know whatever stuff is made of today, right? Huh? Polyester, whatever, right? Like that. Okay? So, by the way, as a matter of fiqh, we're not going to get stuck here, right? We can't get stuck here. But it's from the sunnah. It's proven in authentic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that wiping is permissible over khuf and is permissible over jawrab. Naam. That's a fact. There's no doubt about it. The authentic narrations. Sheikh Al-Albani, yani did the tahqiq of one of the books of an earlier scholar who talked about this issue. And he mentioned innumerable narrations that are authentic. I don't want to get stuck here. I'm just saying, in case somebody heard that you can't wipe over anything except khufs, that's wrong. Absolutely. Huh? And there's a lot of other errors related to khufs that the people have said, but we're not going to talk about them today. Now. Hida. Hida. Uh-huh. Is it permissible to wipe over shoes? No. This is wipe over shoes, boots, sneakers, any footwear. No. Anyway, this is a whole other topic. So we just mentioned it in passing. Whoever wants to know the details of it, inshallah, we try to provide something. كذلك لا يلبس الجوربين والخفين. And likewise, he doesn't wear socks nor khufs, either type of footwear. He doesn't wear them, whether they are leather socks or cotton or polyester socks. Number five, ولا يتطيب. لا يتطيب. يعني يتطيب meaning using طيب. طيب means what? Sweet smelling scent. Like, you know, oils. I don't know, what do they call that? Huh? Ithar. Ithar. Naam. Ithar. But here it means literally طيب, right? It means ithar. Naam. Some type of sweet smelling scent. لا يتطيب. Meaning, once the person enters ihram, it's not permissible to use your favorite ithar. Don't put it on. And if you want to put it on, you can put it on before ihram. But once you get in ihram, khalas, stop that. Right? لا يتطيب. Number six, ولا يقتل صيد البر. And he doesn't kill land game. صيد البر. يعني صيد البر is different from صيد البحر, right? There's land game and sea game, right? Land game, not permissible to hunt land game. Number seven, ولا ينكح with فتح and كسرة. ينكح ولا ينكح. Huh? ولا يخطب. There's three different things. Notice, لا ينكح ولا ينكح with ضمة. لا ينكح doesn't, يعني get married. لا ينكح, he doesn't marry someone else, meaning marry his daughter or his sister to somebody. And he himself doesn't marry someone, nor does he give somebody in marriage. Huh? I didn't get married, I just married my sister to somebody. No, it's not permissible, it's haram. لا ينكح ولا ينكح ولا يخطب, he doesn't even get engaged in ihram. Huh? So that means that the person in ihram met someone, a very suitable mate, and they wanted to get married, and they're in ihram, and they said, we can't get married in ihram, just going to make a proposal, because I'm afraid that somebody else might beat me to it. Not in ihram. You have to wait until you're out of ihram. Alright? This doesn't happen in ihram. And number eight, ولا يجامعوا. يعني a man or a woman is not allowed to have sexual intercourse, marital relations with their spouse. Lawful spouse, not permissible to have marital relations, intimate relations while you're in ihram. Not permissible. She said, that's my husband. He said, that's my wife. Naam. But right now you're in ihram. Huh? This is, you're in a special state right now. Number nine, wala yubashiru. Wala yubashiru means physical contact. Physical contact, like hugging and kissing and things like this. In ihram, this doesn't take place. Yani, ihram is a state of consecration. I mean, a person during these hours or these days is totally engaged with Allah. With Allah. Naam. Okay, these are 9 points that we mentioned here. These are the mahzurat or the manhiyat that are not permissible once a person enters ihram until they get out of ihram. Naam. Waleed. Meaning, no, it means, yani, la yubashiru means husband and wife.
Oh, okay.
Yani, the kind of hugging and touching that is like,
general.
No, no, I mean even, I mean if a man, he holds his wife's hand, to hold her hand is permissible.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't, yani, hold her in the way that means that, you know, it leads to, you know, excitement and agitation and, yani, something else. Alright? Now. Okay, so this is, mashallah. This is the mahdurat. Any question about the mahdurat? Let's do the exercises then, inshallah. Let's try to do these exercises. As best we can. Everybody has to participate, right? Because we're going to need help. A lot of questions here. Naam. First question. اذكر اركان العمره. What are the pillars of umrah, Mustafa? One. Al-ihram. Somebody else. Number two. Tawaf bil-Ka'bah. Number three. Al-sa'i bayna safar al-marwa. So what are the pillars? Number one, entering the state of consecration. Number two, the tawaf, circumambulation of the Kaaba. Number three, going back and forth between the two mountains of al-safar and al-marwa. Okay. Question number two. اذكر صفة الإحرام. Give us a description of the إحرام. Description of إحرام. Somebody help us. Huh? يلبس ملابس الإحرام. يحرم. يعني into the state of consecration. Wear clothing. في الميقات. At the boundary. Somebody can help. Yanwi, What do you say in that? Yeah. Labayk Allahumma umratan. Naam. After this, wa yulabbi, meaning we start reciting the talbiyah. Labayk Allahumma labayk, labayk la shak. Naam. This person should, yani talbiyah should be recited in an audible voice. In an audible voice. Except that women, if they're in the presence of men, most likely they will be, then they should recite it in a low tone. But men, they can raise their voice with talbiyah. They can raise their voice audibly. Naam. Okay? And they will recite the talbiyah for how long? How many circuits? How many miles? How much time? How many hours? Huh? Until they reach the Kaaba. Until they reach the Kaaba. Naam. طيب. After this, اذكر لفظ النية للحج والعمرة. Okay, what is the actual expression that a person says, يعني, as their نية for حج or for عمرة? نعم. لبيك اللهم حجا حجا. نعم. If they're for عمرة, they say what? لبيك اللهم عمرتان. Here I am, O Allah, with حج, with pilgrimage, or with عمرة. Number four. متى يقطع الحاج والمعتمر التلبية؟ يعني when does the person making Hajj or the person making Umrah discontinue the talbiyah? Okay, first for Umrah. When do they discontinue the talbiyah? Now. Naam, the person, yani, who is making Umrah, discontinues the talbiyah when they reach the Kaaba. What about for Hajj? The person, the pilgrim who is making pilgrimage. Naam, naam. اليوم العاشر. نعم. يعني the person who is the pilgrim making pilgrimage, they discontinue the talbiyah on the 10th day of the Hijjah at the time of stoning the Jamrah. The time of stoning the Jamrah. اذكر التلبيه. What is the talbiyah? What is it? Who knows the words of talbiyah? Anybody memorize it? You memorize it. You memorize it. Anybody else memorize it? You memorize it? You memorize it? You made Hajj? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Tayyib, let's hear from one. Naam, Mustafa.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik.
Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik.
Inna
alhamda.
Wa
ni'mata. لك والملك لا شريك لك. These are beautiful words. I wish that I would have a chance one day to discuss them in detail. نعم. نعم. Yeah. By the way, inshallah, we might have a chance to do that soon. Our new class series that we're going to start this week, بإذن الله تعالى, and it's going to be dealing with يعني the maqasid of Hajj, and يعني it will not be the ahkam, يعني the fiqh of Hajj per se, rather يعني what are the objectives and goals and important يعني significant aspects of Hajj, يعني what are the meanings, the important meanings that are manifested in Hajj. So يعني one of the things of course that we'll be talking about يعني is the talbiyah, and what does it mean, what is the significance يعني for Muslims. نعم أذكر صفة الطواف. Okay, somebody give us a description of the tawaf. Description of tawaf, نعم. Begins at the black stone. ويطوفو, you go around. How many times? تشوف بالكعبة. Seven circuits, نعم. Beginning and ending. Beginning at the black stone and ending at the black stone. نعم. And in between, يدعو, supplicating, يذكر الله, praising Allah, supplicating to Allah. Between the Yemeni corner and the black stone. Naam, he recites specifically the supplication for this particular place. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabana. طيب كم شوطا يطوف الطائف. Kam shawtan. What is the meaning of this question? Kam shawtan yatufu at ta'ifu. How many circuits? What is the meaning of at ta'if? The one who is making tawaf. The ta'if is the one who is making tawaf. How many circuits does he make? He makes what? Saba. Seven circuits. Complete. Number 8. Mada yakulu at ta'if bayna rukn al yamani wal hajj al aswad. And we mentioned this already, but anyway. And the meaning is ماذا يقول الطائف. The person making tawaf, what do they say between the Yemeni corner and the black stone? They say what? نعم. نعم. Which ayah is this in the Quran? Surah Al-Baqarah. Ayah number 280? No, in the beginning. Maybe 201. Nobody knows exactly? يعني in the 200, beginning of 200 of Surah Al-Baqarah. You said 280? نعم.
201.
جزاك الله خير. 201. نعم. طيب هل الطائف okay, هل للطواف دعاء خاص؟ ها؟ I'm sorry. Oh. Here? You talking about this? What? You mean what do you say here? There's nothing special to say. That's Hijr Ismail. Hijr Ismail. يعني this is the place that was incomplete when the Kaaba was rebuilt in the lifetime of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the pagans rebuilt the Kaaba and they didn't have any halal earnings enough to finish the building, so they just left this area incomplete. That area is incomplete. Because what? They didn't want to build the Kaaba with yani money they got from interest, alcohol, dope, crack. They wasn't using that money to build the Kaaba. They ran out of lawful money, they said, we can't finish. So they left it. So there's just this wall here, circular half moon shaped wall. They call it Hijr Ismail. And that's the place where the Kaaba should have been extended to. But they didn't have any more lawful money, so they left it, and the Prophet left it like that. Naam. But there's no special dua. Okay. Is there any special dua for the tawaf? Is there any special dua for the tawaf? No. Other than other than the one that we just mentioned between the Yamani corner. But a person should supplicate whatever they like. Question number 10, ماذا يفعل الطائف إذا لم يستطيع يرحمك الله أن يستلم الحجر الأسود ويقبلها. ماذا يفعل الطائف? What does the person making tawaf do if they are not able to touch the black stone and kiss it? نعم. يستلم. نعم يشير بيده ويقول الله أكبر. Number 11 في أي طواف يسن الطباع والرمل. يعني what does the meaning of the question? في أي طواف يسن الطباع والرمل. In which طواف is it sunnah to do الاطباع and الرمل? What is الاطباع? Uncovering the right shoulder and رمل. Short quick steps. Now, in which tawaf is it sunnah to do this? Now, نعم القدوم. يعني it is sunnah to do these two things in the tawaf of qudum, meaning the arrival tawaf and the first tawaf that you make when you arrive in Mecca on any journey. And that means, doesn't mean the first time you ever went to Mecca, but if you go back again next year, your first tawaf upon arrival on that journey is also tawaf al-qudum. Number 12. Ma al-mawdu'an al-ladhani yas'a baynahuma al-sa'i. What is the meaning of this question? Now, what are the two places which the person performing sa'i hastens between them? Yas'a, I say yas'a, yani between as-safa and al-marwa. Al-marwa. Naam. Kam shawtan yas'a sa'i. How many circuits does the person making sa'i make? Sabata ashwat. Ashwat. And these sabata ashwat, how do we count them? How do we count them? From safa to marwa is one. And from marwa back to safa, that's two. Okay, so every time you go down and come back, that's two. Going down is one, coming back is two. Naam. Number 14. ماذا يقول السعي عند الصفا والمروة? What does the person making sa'i say when they are at the mountain of al-Safar and at the mountain of al-Marwa? Naam. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. As is narrated here, naam. And what else after that? أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. Now, inshallah, I'll give you a copy of some notes that some of the brothers made about 25-30 years ago. Inshallah, I still have some copies remaining. And I'll give you, inshallah, you have yani some, all the supplications that a person needs for Umrah. What's mentioned here and what's not mentioned here. But the only thing is that part of it is in Arabic. Yani the explanation is in English and the supplications are in Arabic. So alhamdulillah, yani it's easy for us, right? Now, طيب, where we at? What question? Number 14 or number 15? 15. في أي موضع من المسعى يسرع السعي في المشي. يعني which place of the mas'a. The mas'a means what? The place of sa'i. The place of sa'i, the mas'a, means the whole area between the two mountains. That whole area is called the mas'a, meaning the place where you make sa'i. So in which part of the mas'a does a person hasten, yusri, go quickly in their walking? Al-alamat al-khadra. Al-awwal wa-thani. Yani between the first and the second green markings. Naam. Number 16. Mada yaf'al al-mu'tamiru ba'da tawaf wa-sa'i. Yani what does the person performing Umrah do after they complete the circumambulation and the going back and forth between Safar and Marwa? Naam, Ahmed. طيب يعني after طواف and سعي the person making umrah they might go to the حلاق to the barber or they might do it themselves or they might do it for each other but the important thing is that they do what they either يحلق or يقصر يحلق they shave their hair completely or يقصر or they cut their hair short as far as the women they have their braids their hair in braids and they should just cut the tip of the braid off yani the amount equal to a fingertip no barbers you didn't see the barbers no they're there they get paid brother they're not going to not be there that's what they do for a living and it used to be right easy but now with construction and everything being renewed everything is yani relocated so it might be a little difficult if you don't know exactly where to go but believe me barbers are making money at Marwa. They are not going to disappear. As long as people are coming, they're going to be given haircuts. طيب, number 17. ما المراد بمحظورات الإحرام وكم هي? What is the intended meaning of محظورات and how many of them are there? Now, what does the meaning of محظورات? المنهيات. يعني from نهي, from prohibition, things that are prohibited. Now, how many of them are there? Khamsa. Give us more. Nine? Huh? What? Okay, let's see if we can name them. Nine of them. All right? Nine. Okay, it says they give us a break. اذكر خمسة من محظورات الإحرام. Only mention five of them. Okay, one. يخطب. Person does not marry or give anyone in marriage or make a proposal for marriage. Naam. Two. لا يجامع. يعني no marital relations, sexual intercourse. Naam. Three. No killing of land game. Sayyid al-Barr. Naam. Fadl. لا يتطيب. يعني no using sweet smelling scent. طيب. أثر. Naam. لا يجامع somebody said لا يباشر يعني no يعني intimate hugging kissing like this نعم that's how many five that's it okay let's do some more
لا يلبس ملابس
المخيط مخيط they're not allowed to wear the مخيط يعني clothing that's sewn to fit the members of the body like pants shirts and things like this نعم seven huh لا يحلق They're not allowed to cut the hair from their body. Naam. لا يغطي رأسه. The men are not allowed to cover their heads. Any directly. Naam. Huh? What kind of speech? Ill? Hmm. Yani for sure, that he didn't mention that as one of, it's not mentioned as mahadurat, but in general, naam. Ill speech is definitely yani, to be avoided, for sure. But from the ones that are mentioned here, يقلم الأظفر يعني the fingernails or toenails don't clip the nails from your fingers or from your toes نعم لا يباشر somebody said لا يباشر yeah okay that's nine okay number 19 أيجوز للمحرم أيقتل صيد البحر سيد البحر بحر نبر بحر سيد البحر is it permissible to hunt or to kill the game of the sea نعم يجوز number 20 يجوز للمحرم أي ينكح is it permissible for the محرم أي ينكح to give someone a marriage لا يجوز لا يجوز أن ينكح ولا ينكح ولا يخطب Now, okay, how much time we have? A few minutes. Okay, let's see if we can finish this topic. So next time we go to a new topic. Yani Hajj. Okay, a few questions remaining. Let's see if we can do them quickly. Question number one. This is Bas. Second part of the questions. Hati Jamal Asmal Atiya. Okay, we want the plural of the following nouns. Give me the singular and its plural. First one. Now, شوط فلو أشواط. Next one somebody. ظفر ظفر أظفار. What is the meaning of ظفر؟
Nail,
toenail or fingernail. نعم. Next one جورب. جورب. What is a جورب؟ Socks. What is this plural? جوربين means two socks. Plural. We want the plural here. جوارب. جوارب. Like مفاعل. نعم. The next one. خفن. What is خفص? Leather socks. Leather footwear. And the plural. خفوف or خفاف or أخفاف. Third, the next one. سروال. Plural. سراويل. سراويل. Huh? سروال. What does it mean of سروال? Pants. 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 Now, هاتي مضاري الأفعال الآتية. Give the مضاري of the following verbs. Give me the past tense and its present tense. First one. And its meaning. Now, first one. طافة يطوف means
to
circumambulate. Go around the Kaaba. The next one. Next one. Did you just do that one? Oh, somebody got it. Okay, go ahead. Sa'a yasa'a means what?
Hasten.
Going back between the two mountains. Next one. Raqiyya. Raqiyya. Yarqa means what? To ascend, to climb, to go up on something. Now, next one. Qassara. Yuqassiru means what? To cut. To cut something short. Now, next one. Okay. Halaqa. Yahliku. Means what? To shave. Yahliku. To shave. Next one. Now. استلم يستلم means to touch. Naam. Next one. قبل يقبل mean to kiss. Next one. To go fast. أسرع مضارع يسرع. يسرع. Next one. قلما يقلم means to clip, like clipping the nails. Next one. نعم. Anybody over here? طيب, go ahead. نعم. غطى يغطي means to cover, like covering the head. Next one. نعم. نعم. تطيب يتطيب. وطيب. نعم. تطيب يتطيب. يتطيب. نعم. means what? To put on, يعني use some fragrance, scent. نعم. Next one. نكح ينكح. ينكح means to marry. نعم. Next one. اتفتى. أنكح مضارع ينكح. يعني أنكح is from أفعل, like أسلم يسلم. أسلم يسلم أنكح ينكح. أنكح ينكح. Next one. خطب يخطب. يخطب means what?
To engage.
To engage. يعني to become engaged. Like in marriage. Proposal of marriage. أنكح ينكح. أنكح means to give someone else in marriage. يعني to marry your daughter to someone, or to marry your sister to someone. أنكح. نكح for you to marry and kahat to give someone in marriage. Now after that, jama'a yujami'u, to have marital relations. Now next one, bashara yubashiru, means to touch, to have direct contact. Naam. Next one. Labba. This is from fa'ala. Yufa'ilu. Labba. Yulabbi. Yulabbi means what? To recite the talbiyah. Next one. Labisa. Labisa. Labisa yalbisu. Labisa yal. Basu, labisa with kasra, yalbasu with fatta. Next one, ramala, ramala, yeah, huh? To jog or to take quick, short, quick steps. So what is the mudari? Ramala, yar, with dhamma, yarmulu, yarmulu. Next one, wasala. Wasala, this is mithal. Yasilu, yasilu. Yasilu loses the first radical, right? Wasala, yasilu means to arrive, to connect, to join. Next one. Akmala, yukmilu. Same like aslama, yuslimu. Akmala, yukmilu means to complete or to perfect something. Naam. Akthara, yukthiru means to increase. To do a lot of it. Naam. Kathir. Tayyip. These last questions, yani these plural and mudari verbs, obviously it would have been better if we wrote them down, but because we didn't have time, if somebody remind me in the next class, not next week, the following week, that we can try to, maybe if somebody remind me, to write these down on the board, so you know, if somebody missed any of them, then we can get them. And what time is it right now? 1 minute remaining? Okay, so I just want to remind us that these are the days of Shawwal, and take advantage of this time for yani fasting. It's 6 days following Ramadan, and there's difference of opinion amongst the scholars concerning this, and the strongest opinion, wallahu a'lam, and we have scholars from the people of Sunnah on both sides, alhamdulillah, so we're not criticizing or blaming anyone, but the stronger opinion appears to be yani whoever follows the fast of Ramadan, meaning complete the month of Ramadan, with 6 days from Shawwal, they will get the reward like fasting for the whole year. And, you know, some scholars say, even if you didn't complete Ramadan, you can fast the 6 days of Shawwal, make up the days of Ramadan later. That's an opinion of some of the scholars of Sunnah. And there's even Imam Malik who says that it's makruh. This fasting 6 days of Shawwal is permissible, but it's makruh. And he has a long discussion about why he said that. And there's evidence for what he's saying. Yani, I wouldn't say that it's correct, but I'm saying there's certainly evidence for it. Imam Malik is not somebody who just talks, right? And he's saying anything. So there's some difference of opinion about this. The strong opinion, Allahu A'lam, is that a person should complete the fast of Ramadan, 29 or 30 days. If they have days to make up, they should make them up quickly so that they can fast the 6 days of Shawwal within this period of time and get the reward like fasting for the whole month. Next week, inshallah, I'm going to travel to be with my family. Yani, every year, at this time, I usually go for the weekend. Please excuse me next week. I won't be able to be here. Allahu A'lam. My intent is to travel. So, yani, the class will be cancelled. If anybody came, welcome. Inshallah, the masjid will be open. The salat will be performed. And, yani, who knows what? Somebody might bring something. Some fried chicken or something. I don't know. It's possible, right? The other day, somebody brought about 5 boxes of fried chicken, right? We were just sitting here. Inshallah, they opened it up. And everybody had some. Naam. Okay, so please enjoy these days with, and how do you enjoy it? By yani reviewing yani everything that we covered in the past. And you know, we're at the end of this fiqh. Yani the last thing that we're going to do is dealing with the actual hajj, types of hajj, and description of one of the 3 types of hajj. And then we'll be finished with this fiqh. So please come back ready. Yani in the next 2 sessions, 2 weeks from now, yani hopefully we can finish this fiqh. بإذن الله تعالى سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك